another one. And when they get through reading, listen now. The reason why I know, I've been in the company. We went out to eat lunch. What did they call it? Dinner now, right? We call it supper. Back then, they called it. We call it dinner now. And one of them eased over to the other and said, y'all have to cool your jets tonight. I was a little young squirt, but I didn't go for this stuff. When I heard stuff come out of their mouth, and I couldn't believe they was up preaching then talking like that. Now you can see why people are messed up. And when you start teaching or sharing the word or giving the word, they waiting for you to tune up. And all it does is tickle the flesh. And when you get in trouble, you don't know what to do. But if you know something, you can do something. If you know your God, then you can tell the devil where to stop it. You stop it now. You want to add 10,000 times. You want to become 10,000 strong. Come on over here, buddy. Come on, brother. Come on, agree with me. I just multiplied myself 10,000 times more than what I was. Now we need to stop being little skitty cats and rise up and be believers. I ain't never seen nobody go to war. You'd have to put up with something. Hallelujah. When I was in Vietnam, I seen them get wounded. I seen them get killed, but we didn't quit. You see, if you think you're going to live this Christian life, this walk of faith, and not have no opposition, you better just go on sweating. Dig your hole and get in it. Because as sure as you say, I'm living for God, here come the mess. Here it comes, sure enough. You're not only going to have the world against you, you have the churches against you. And it's sad to say that. They over there saying they believe it. And then what's so sad, they got some in the midst of going over there joining with them. You ought to agree with the word and stay with the word. I know I'm preaching good, so y'all don't have to say anything. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Jesus said what? I thank you, Father, that you what? I thank that you. Hear me, you always, hear me. So back up to where am I? Let's go to, let me bring us up, remind us where we were. He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them, right? He assumed the responsibility of that prayer being answered. He assumed the responsibility of that prayer being answered, that you prayed. If you don't come out of agreement, and he just said, Father, I thank you that you always hear me. Didn't he say it? Hallelujah. Listen what 1 John 3:22 says. See, this is just, you want to get you a good foundation to operate on. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. I'm going to give you some. Because so this is from the Passion. 1 John 3:22. And what we ask for, we receive because we keep his commandments. You see that? What we ask for, we receive. What we ask for, what? We receive. Why? Because I do what he said. He told, and he's one of his commandments, if you agree together, don't disagree. Don't come out of it. And by our beautiful intention, we what? Continue to do what? Being pleasing to him. And you know what? Please God, without faith is impossible to please him. I continue to believe. I continue to speak my faith. 1 John 5:14-15. It's still a passion. I think this is right. And since we have this confidence, we can also have great what? Boldness before him. We have great boldness before him. Thank you, Father. Just go, because he said, come boldly to the throne of grace. Thank you, Father. Day of day I pray. I just want to thank you that I got it. Thank you. I praise you. Great boldness. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. For if we ask anything agreeable to his will, that's why we study the word. That's why we find out what he said, so we won't be asking something out of his will. If it's agreeable to his will, he will hear us. He will hear us. Look at the next verse. And if we know that he what? Hears us, and whatever we ask, we also know. We know that we have what? Obtained the requests we asked him, we asked of him. Yes, sir. That's why we throw our hands up. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. My eyes don't see anything, but thank you, Father. I got it now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Rejoice, shout. Have no care, rest. Let the naysayers talk. Let all the other stuff blow up and flare up. I'm rejoicing because he can't lie. And that's a lie. And you know what he said? Be strong in the Lord. Don't tippy toe around. Be strong. Be courageous in your faith. Hallelujah. You notice what he said? John, listen to this. John 15:7. And I'm going to have to read this and get ready to stop. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't this good?